Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Yeah, this is Mose.
Oh, hey, Mose. Hey, yeah, it looks like I just missed your call a couple minutes ago. Just got back to my desk. How you doing?
I was just wondering if Dennis is around now or not.
You know, Dennis, it looks like he is not here yet, but I was able to get some of the information on the approval that we have for you. So I can go over a little of it with you. If we want to go into more detail, I might have to have Dennis give you a call, but I can at least give you, you know, some initial feedback here. How's that sound?
Right.
Okay, so we have you approved. We weren't sure on the exact amount that you were looking for, but we have you approved for up to $65,000. Now, did you have a specific amount that you needed, or what were we looking at as far as a total?
Don't really matter that much. I was looking for around for something like around 40 or 50.
Around 40 or 50, okay.
Somewhere in there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, give me one second here, because the numbers that I have here are for the $65,000 approval. I think what we kind of wanted to do was have a discussion with you about, you know, how much exactly we wanted, and we could get you some actual numbers for that. Just I'll give you some basics on the $65,000. For that approval, it's a 12-month term. So it would be paid back over 12 months. The total payback amount times one, just one second, 0.32. So on $65,000, you would be paying back $85,000 over 12 months. And that would be, so that would make your monthly output about $7,150.
Okay.
Now, we do have you. It looks like you are eligible for shorter terms if that's what you would like. Now, as far as the term goes, how does 12 months sound to you? Is that
12 kind of months be a little tight? I would rather go a little more, but I can think about it.
Okay, yeah. So it looks like, you know, at the current time, 12 months seems to be about the longest that we have available. Outside of that, shorter would be. What were you primarily using it for? Was it to buy the materials for the furniture?
Yeah, just more or less for get my inventory up a little bit so I can get it out a little bit faster.
I see. Okay. How long? Oh, okay. How long does it typically take you to turn your inventory over?
Probably, I'm guessing if I get a load in, probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, I can probably run through a load.
Oh, okay. And then maybe turn around and do it again, get it turned over a couple of times in a year, seems to be.
Yeah, I could turn it over a couple of times in a year.
Okay, nice, all right. So it seems like usually with inventory for these types of loans, it kind of fits more just because you do have a return quicker. I know 12 months can kind of sound like not too much time, but if you're able to make your money back, you're actually saving money on the interest by taking a shorter term than a longer term.
Right.
Yeah.
But roughly what would it be, say, like if I go with a... Say
$30,000.
What would it be?
Sure. Give me 1 second here. So if you're going to do $30,000, it looks like the payback would be about 39 over 12 months. Yeah.
Over 12 months. Okay.
And then, you know, also there are a few other kind of details with the approval that we have for you. Which I was hoping, you know, we could get Dennis to give you a little deeper info on it. But it looks like we also have you approved. In addition to the loan, we would be able to get you a $20,000 line of credit that would be available to you, for you to use if you have any other extra expenses. So it's actually one of our better approval programs. You know, you have the actual amount that you would need for inventory plus a little cushion on top of that just in case you need something. So that's available there for you as well. Now, in order to kind of generate the documents for you to review, I just need to get, the actual amount that you would like, and then I would need a copy of, I guess, a voided check and a ID.
Okay.
And then with that, I can generate the documents, and you can take a look at everything in writing. It'll have it all, clearly stated in there for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did you have an idea of how much you wanted to go for?
I'll have to think about it a little bit, and then I'll probably get back with you in the next day or so. Go from there.
Okay, so if that's the case, what all you need to do, when you do make a decision on how much you'd like to, take a look at, just tell me the amount and then send me a copy of your, do you have, is it a state ID or like a driver's license or something like that?
I got a state ID. It run out. I gotta get it renewed again here, just probably this week sometime. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So in order to generate the documents, I just need a state ID would work, a copy of that, and then a copy of a voided check because
Avoided.
we'll put the bank account information in the documents for you.
Right. Okay. Okay, I'll do that. I'll check back with you again in the next day or so.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Mose.
Thank you.